The Spirit of the Lord God is upon me, because the Lord has anointed me to preach good tidings unto the meek, the lowly in heart, the humble and contrite in spirit and in soul. The problem is with this nation is that it no longer has a heart that is humble and contrite. It no longer has a heart. To find such people is difficult in this nation. And to find such a people that have that heart that would be open to the gospel is difficult to find. And indeed, the satanic agenda of that is upon this world has blinded that and made the hearts of man callous. So much so that in his current state, even if he saw works of the power of the Holy Spirit, he would harden his heart against such things, which is ludicrous to our mindset, but that is how hard their hearts have become. And so this is why I say that the Lord must bring humbling to this land, a small-term pain for eternal gain. I do not want to humble this land. I do not wish to cause hardship and difficulty to this nation. But I do this so that the hearts of man may be humbled, that they may again be receptive to my word. That when they hear the glad tidings of my gospel, when they see the power of my gospel, they will not harden their hearts as they would do in this current hour in the year 2019. They would not harden their hearts, no, but they would rather fall to their knees and give their lives to me and see and be in a place where my spirit will open their eyes to see that I am indeed a good and wonderful God. I am not a bad God. I am not out to cause harm or havoc or destruction for no good reason. I do what I do that the hearts of man may be humbled, so that they may be receptive to my spirit and receptive to my gospel and receptive to my ways and my teachings and my ordinances. And I'll also bring a revelation upon the earth in these days, that many people will see a truth that has long been buried, and it will sweep the world. It will take the world by storm. It will just take the world by storm. This truth will just spread all over the world to the point where it becomes common contested knowledge. Because the days are coming, even though these are days prior to the ruling of the Antichrist, even though these are days leading up to the end, you must know this will be my last push before I return, says the Lord. And I will pour out my spirit on all flesh. And the revelation and the knowledge of God will cover the earth like the seas cover the earth. You need to know this, that where I do shadows and types in the old covenant, and as powerful and as symbolic as they are, they're merely shadows of the age to come. Even in the days that are coming, the revival that is about to fall upon the earth, even in those days, as great as the manifestation of the kingdom of heaven on the earth will be, it will only be a shadow and a type of the kingdom that is yet to come and yet to come. Yet to come when Jesus rules and reigns on the earth, and yet to come in the new heaven and in the new earth. Be blessed with these words. Be comforted with these words. For these are going to be difficult days ahead. They will be difficult days for the world. And equally, in some respects, they will be difficult for my church. For there is much of the world in my church. And this, what I'm bringing, will shake the worldliness out of the church. There are very few people that will stand in these days that don't have worldliness in their lives. But my grace is sufficient. I love my people. And I do what is right and best for her, my bride, my church, and I will bring out and take out of her that worldliness But I'll put within her a clean, pure heart, that she will ever look toward me. And as we move fast towards the end of days, you need to know that this small-term pain will lead to eternal gain. And you will look back on these years, as in the years of 2019 and backward, wondering how it was you even managed to live in those days under such darkness, under such oppression of revelation, under such darkness of the move of my spirit. But know this, the days of your captivity have finished, and I am bringing you into your promised land. There will be many naysayers that will say, no, God will not pour out his spirit in the last days. But know this, I have prophesied and promised through the scriptures that in the last days, before the great and terrible day of the Lord, that is prior to my return, there will be an outpouring of the Spirit. And as it was in the days of the apostles, that revival spirit fire fell in Jerusalem, and it spread from Jerusalem to the uttermost parts of the earth. Well, know this, it will do exactly the same again. My spirit will fall and it will flood the earth. But this time, it won't take hundreds of years. It will happen in moments as my spirit will ignite. And it will be like a nuclear explosion that will just spread across my earth. From one end to the other, to the four corners of the earth, my spirit will move. And there will be a great revival. And it will be as in the parables, where the wheat and the tares will grow. But you need to know, this is a field full of wheat and tares. In the end of days, there will be so many people that will be saved prior to my return. In the parable of the dragnet, did I throw all the fish away and keep but a remnant? No, I threw but a few away. You need to know that in these last days, my kingdom will advance and it will push hard against the kingdom of darkness and it will greatly deplete it. But when the man of lawlessness will be revealed, it will bring great trouble and pain to the earth. But know this, he is pushing in the natural. I will be pushing in the spiritual. He cannot push man in spiritual ways because he can't do it. It's not his remit, it's not his ability. Everything Satan does is carnal and base and soulish. But I do things from spirit and truth. In these days, my kingdom will be established upon the earth. And yes, there will be days of persecution. And yes, even in this time of revival, there will be falling away. But know the parables, that I will return for a field. Yes, it'll have plenty of tares in it, but it'll also be very full of wheat. And know this, that when I come back for my dragnet, I will throw some fish away, but I will keep a great catch. I'm not coming back for a small, impoverished remnant church. I am coming back for a glorious bride. So be encouraged with these words. At this time and this season that you're moving into, is a time of great shaking, and it will be unprecedented, and even many Christians will fear these days. Even those that have a pure heart toward me, even those that understand my heart for Britain to be set free from Europe out of captivity, even they will question, did we do the right thing? Is the price worth what we're getting? But I say this to you, listen to these words and be comforted by these words, that the short-term pain will lead to eternal gain. And comfort yourself with these words, that when things get very difficult and you wonder if you did the right thing, and people may even look at you and say, why did you wish this upon this nation? Are you mad? Are you blind? Know this is a time of humbling. and I will bring a unity to this country. The unity of the United Kingdom. I will bring unity again to this land, says the Lord. It won't matter in the days coming whether you voted in or out. Once we get beyond the initial surge, those things will be forgotten. And people will start helping one another. And people will start looking after each other. Because they will know that doing things in the old ways of looking after me and number one will not help themselves and it will not help anybody else. And the only way forward is by pulling together. These are going to be incredible days, says the Lord. Yes, days of trouble. They will be the worst of days, but they will be the best of days. You will have a quality of joy in your life and your spirit. That even though you may be, by the world's eyes, poor, but by the eyes of the kingdom, you will be richer by far. You will be privileged to see signs and wonders that even in the church age, many have longed to see. You are going to see great and glorious things in these days. And I want you to know that I will never fail you and I will never forsake you. I am the Lord your God. I am your friend. And I am with you even to the end of the age. So be encouraged with these words. Stand tall, lift up your heads and know that your redemption is nigh. Your freedom from captivity is assured. Yes, it has been contested. Like in the days of Daniel, when the captivity of Israel was up, it was contested in the heavenly realms. And know this, this has been contested in the heavenly realms as well. But you are free. You are free. And yes, freedom comes at a price. When my people Israel were delivered out of captivity from the land of bondage and slavery of the land of Egypt, they came into the wilderness, which is the season of transition. The wilderness is an uncomfortable place because it is a place of transition. It is a place of identity changing. Israel had to change their identity from slaves to free. But in the wilderness, in one sense, they were still not free because their mindset and their identity was still that of a slave. And so as you come out of Europe, you will have this mentality. And that's the thing that's going to be the hardest to break and to change. It's a mindset. It's a paradigm shift of thought. It's a paradigm shift of way of thinking. There's a kingdom thinking that's going to come into the church. And many, many, many will get this. And they will flow this. And there'll be others that will find this new way of thinking difficult. But in time, they too will learn it. But know this, that yes, trouble, tumult and turbulence is coming. And you see, this isn't just going to affect Britain. This will affect all of Europe and beyond. It's going to cause something that's going to ripple across the whole world. Because this is a spiritual thing. This is a spiritual thing. And those demonic strongholds will be broken. And it will ripple across the globe. But with that coming the falling of empires in the heavenly realms and the rising of new ones always causes contestation, always causes a place of difficulty, a place of uncertainty. But notice this and note this, that after those days, things will become galvanized and concrete. And bit by bit, line by line, precept upon precept, brick by brick, you'll notice things starting to build again. And you will see a new world where people's hearts are open to the things of the gospel. And that's the days where you will see unparalleled power of my glory in this last hour. I will not speak more of this now, but I want you to be blessed and encouraged and comfort yourself with these words, that when Finally, you break free and the great shaking comes. Listen to these words and comfort yourself with these words. That although this is a difficult season to go through, it is the wilderness, it is the place of transition. Know this, that I am leading you to the promised land. And my plans and purposes for Great Britain is that she would become, spiritually speaking, a new Jerusalem in this time. That she would rise again from the ashes, that the kingdoms of man would fall, but the empires of man would fall, but the kingdom of God would rise. And this land would be a green and pleasant land, that this land would be a new Jerusalem, so to speak, in these days. God bless you, and I am with you always to the end of the age.